Now, let's go to Professor Nick Talley, editor of the Medical Journal of Australia. He's been listening in. Professor, good morning.
Morning, Ben.
Can you understand the concerns of people who are driving taxis and Ubers, picking up people from the hotspot known as Melbourne?
Yes, I would be very concerned. And I think it's a real problem that we aren't protecting those people and obviously everyone in New South Wales in this situation. It's just not acceptable to me.
When people are flying in from overseas, they go into hotel quarantine. When they're flying in from Melbourne, we say, you've got a temperature check and you're on your way.
I know. And these people are getting into taxis and Ubers and public transport. They probably aren't wearing a mask. And, you know, look, people are at risk. And the other thing is, are they all self-isolating for the required period at home? We know in Melbourne, not everybody did. So, look, this is a time bomb, and we don't want it to blow up.
Just on the risk is mainly for the Uber driver or the taxi driver, and some of those drivers are contacting me saying they're going to be boycotting people coming in from Melbourne. But it's also about the people who get in the vehicle afterwards, because we've seen that happen before with elevators where you've had one person get in the elevator for 30 seconds with the virus. Next thing you know, 72 people who use the lift afterwards, they've got it too.
Well, theoretically, yes. We don't know how common it is. We know that touch transmission occurs like this, but it's certainly possible. But for the driver, it's really being, you know, catching the virus and then spreading it to others and getting sick themselves. So, look, I see the problem, and it really shouldn't be happening.
Thank you so much for your expertise, Professor. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Professor Nick Talley, Medical Journal of Australia editor. He says it's a time bomb waiting to go off.